And good afternoon. I'm Terry Suma, retired from Foothill College. And we have on stage John Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble. And we're at Companion Jazz Festival. And I'm looking forward to hearing your band and trying to offer some good constructive criticism. And I'll start out with a big thank you for playing a Sammy Nistico shirt. His birthday was last Monday. He's 92. And he's still doing it. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. Yeah, nice sax is good. Nice and light. Tongue that last note. Do-do-do-do-do. Acoustic bass, you're playing some really nice notes. Try to connect them as much as possible. Yeah. Nice and lazy and smooth, yeah. Careful your rhythm, measure 32. Do-da-da-do-da. Drummer, one thing you can do during that break is to keep your hi-hat going. It'll make it a lot, it's just better to hear that time thing going all the way through. Because when you're a soloist and you have a break and everything stops, it's scary. You know, it's a little hi-hat gives some support. Yeah. Trombones, careful your pitch. Watch those G-flats, that mystery position, fifth. It's out there in no man's land. Okay, good. Glad we're having some solos. Watch the A-flats there, tenor at bar 50. Sound center. It's hard for me. I'll have to guess. It sounds like you're playing a written solo or a memorized solo. If so, start using that as a basis and start changing things around, finding what works and what doesn't work. You know. Be thinking triplets, you know, diddle 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 do da do da do da do da, legato with an emphasis on the upbeat, da do da di do da di da do da do, and try to play, avoid playing D a D a D on the downbeat. You know, think of jazz as being an upbeat music. Classical music is more of a downbeat music. Good. Good. Nice and short. Sometimes people play that with a pedal and everything else. It should be. That's a Count Basie thing. Bop, bop, bop. Okay. 92 years old, still full of life, and he's still composing. This is a fun title because Horace Silver has a very famous tune called Song for My Father. So, Song for My Daughter makes a lot of sense. Yeah, nice opening there. Based on that glissandro, really hit the starting note a little louder, and then, keep your fingers sliding and do it in a position where you can slide on down. It's a nice effect. When you play flugelhorn, just think really warm, dark, and hopefully you have a flugelhorn mouthpiece that's the same size as your trumpet mouthpiece. Because you're playing a conical instrument, yeah. It's hard not to play exactly what's on the page. But when you have a solo, you can play around with it, add a little things. A little change of sound and style here. Yeah. Pretty short on the eighth note, if you can have it at 24. Pitch problems here. Necessarily start playing louder when it says lay back. It says you can just hold back a little bit on your rhythms and then start your crescendo in the next bar. That's the idea. Yeah. Okay, that's a nice little tune. Okay, and this next one I don't know. I love Cannibal Adderley and his brother. I guess they both get credit for the writing the tune. But the title doesn't. I've probably heard this. It doesn't ring a bell right now. Because I love Cannibal. Oh, Nippon Soul, it was recorded. So, yeah, I've heard this. It's just been a while. ¶¶ saxophones, pay more attention to the to-do marks on the eighth notes. Do-do dot, not dot dot dot, but do-do dot. It's kind of like a tango, ba-dum, dum, 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 ba-dum, dum. More 40 piano if you end at bar 59. Really sting that. Dum, then come back up. You have to really be ready when you have a 40 piano. And when you don't have a rest in front of it, it makes it more difficult. Kind of hard, in a way, it's kind of hard to solo this because the backgrounds are rhythmically disjointed. It's not like playing on a swing chart. Good job. Lots of falls. That's it. Be sure that when you have a fall that you don't let any notes come out that are distinctive, or maybe at the very end it would be not a good idea. Yeah. Job, jobs, and keeping good time through all those breaks and things. This section could be a little louder than the last section, you know, so we have some contrast. Thank you.
crescendo.
Okay, and there's another 4D piano. You know, if two bars in the end, if the eighth note before the 4D piano was not there, it'd be really easy to do. But now you're going to go D, da, 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 and it's only a three-beat note, so you have to make your drop down and really come up quickly. It's kind of like passing a car in the freeway, and they honk the horn. It goes by like that. Okay, good variety on your charts, and some nice playing. I'm glad to see that you came today and played for us. I enjoyed it, and keep practicing, keep working, keep music in your life.